As soon as I walk through the door at home, I can tell if my wife is either ill or baking cookies. If the 1987 movie Moonstruck is playing, Kim is either under the weather and needs something for comfort, or wants her favorite playing while she enjoys the kitchen. Moonstruck is not Shakespeare. It's a very simple story. Cher falls in love with one guy, is going to marry another guy, one guy, blah, 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 blah. Cher is engaged to one guy, she's going to marry another guy. It's that simple. She lives with her mom and dad and granddad, and everyone in her life is kooky. Everyone in her life is eccentric. Today, I want to focus on Dad, Cosmo. Throughout the movie, we watch as Cosmo keeps building houses and trying to build his happiness on sand. He's trying to build a house and happiness on money, and that's exemplified by his 1980s Cadillac DeVille. That's as long and as wide as this room. We see Cosmo intimidating a young couple into overpaying him for his plumbing services. He's trying to build his happiness and his house on power and the perverse pride that comes with power. And we have multiple scenes of Cosmo with his mistress. He's trying to build his house and his happiness on. In the climactic scene, his wife, Rose, confronts this foolish man and these houses built on sand. Mark, let's play the video clip.
Have I been a good wife?
Yeah.
I want you to stop seeing her. And go to confession.
A man understands one day that his life is built on nothing. And that's a bad, crazy day.
Your life is not built on nothing. Te amo.
Anch'io ti amo.
That very moment when Cosmo slaps the table, he realizes that his house built on sex and money and power is nothing, and great is his fall. Man understands one day that his life is built on nothing, and that's a bad, crazy day. Olympia Dukakis won the Academy Award with how she delivered the next line. Your life is not built on nothing. Ti amo. I love you. Your life is built on love. Now, Vincent Gardiner, who played Cosmo, was supposed to reply in kind with the same words, ti amo. It's there in the script. But Gardiner improvised on che odiamo. On that, I love you. On that solid rock of love, Cosmo it comes to realize that a house built on love is rock solid. On that rock solid, he could stand again, and all other ground was sinking sand. 1 John 4:8, God is love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have life eternal. Ephesians 2:3 through 5. All of us once lived following the desires of the flesh and senses and were by nature children of wrath, just like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive with Christ. By grace we have been saved. On the rock solid grace and peace and love of Jesus Christ, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We have built our houses on God's love in Jesus Christ, so we are solid, we are safe, we are saved. And give us credit, we are wise. Give us credit. We have dedicated our lives. We're here. We have dedicated our lives to worship, to ministry, and the providence of God through Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. And I really mean it. I'm not kidding around or being facetious. We need to stop a second and put and slap ourselves on the back, pat ourselves on the back, and pat each other on the back for choosing the rock-solid Jesus Christ in whom to build our lives. We have certainly, each and every one of us, each and every one of us here have certainly built our lives on the rock-solid faith of Jesus Christ and his love and his mercy and his providence. We have done that. At the same time, we are human. And as human beings, we are a curious mix of wisdom and foolishness. The sub-basement of our lives is built on the rock of Jesus Christ. And most of us have worked most of our lives piling sand, layers of sand on that rock, so that our feet are forever slipping and sliding and threatened to be ruined. As the Apostle Paul said it, we all have followed the passions of our flesh, our more ignoble sensibilities, just like everyone else. In the movie, Cosmo's passions were the most basic: sex, money, and power. And great was his fall. We all have some passion of the flesh. We all have some kind of foolishness in our lives. Name your poison. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, envy, power, pride. God bless you. Right in the middle of naming the sins, Brooke. Name your poison. The seven deadly sins. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, pride. These are just the top seven. And I hope as I'm naming sinfulness, I hope as I'm naming foolish passions, you feel me talking directly to you, because I am. And I'm talking directly to me as well. I have squirmed. Since I wrote these words, I have squirmed all week. Much of my life is piling up slippery sand, which can only bring ruin. I'm calling us out today. So what can we do? What can we do? In our movie clip, Rose had a great idea. Confess your sinfulness. Confess our sinfulness. Now, rather than go to a Catholic confessional box, we are Reformed believers. We go directly to God. So, Mark, let's put the slide up. Please join me in confessing our sins. I confess to Almighty God, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned by my own fault, in thought, word, and deed. Wherever I prayed, mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. We don't stop there. God doesn't stop us there. As Reformed believers, we also strongly hold that every time we confess our sins, we have to hear the assurance of forgiveness and love in Jesus Christ. From our Book of Common Worship, I assure you, hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? only Christ. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Christ loves us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life is gone, a new life has become. Know that you are forgiven, know that you are loved, and be at peace. Amen. Well done. Well done. We have just dug some of the sand out of the basement that covers the foundation of Jesus Christ. Keep digging. Amend your life. Look at yourself and realize that you who were once dead through your trespasses, through your sin, are alive by the grace of God. You are saved. Alive by the grace of God, you are saved. Building on the solid rock of Jesus Christ is constant work. We got to keep digging out from under the sand that keeps covering up our lives in Christ. And this is not easy. Habit, instant gratification, easy fulfillment of base desires are hard to get out from under. Just because we've resolved to change, confessed our sins, doesn't mean we're always going to be safe on solid ground. Time and time again, we have to commit our hopes, commit our lives, and commit our very moments to our rock-solid faith in Jesus Christ. And this is a process. I'm going along, going fine. I slipped once. I slipped twice. I'm going under. Stop it. Stop it right now. Get rid of that kind of thought. We aren't going under at all. Remember, I said our sub-basement is on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Take your eyes off yourself. Take your eyes off your weaknesses. Take your eyes off of who you think you are. Take a good, hard look at Jesus Christ. Take your eyes off your wants, your desires, those things that are trying to drag you down. Put your eyes on Jesus Christ. And it's hard. Can't soft soap it. And when it is hard, pray. Pray, pray, pray. When it is hard, look at Christ. Imagine his face. And ask yourself, what would Jesus do right now? What would Jesus do? When it gets hard, think of when it was hard for him. In the pain of the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus says, Father, not my will be done, not my will be done, but thy will be done. When it gets hard, think of Christ. For as we keep our focus on Christ, especially when it is hard, you will be that person who God knows you are. You will be that person called and saved and loved. Live into it. When the storm comes, Miss Jan had it just right. The storms do come. Our houses that are built on sand, the storms come. When our houses are built on solid rock, the storms come. When the storm comes, when life is hard, when you make life hard, when you try to build your house and happiness on that which cannot satisfy, when you try to build and it turns out to be a sad, crazy day, and you're feeling really lousy about yourself, know that your house is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ. You are standing on the rock-solid faith of Jesus Christ. You are standing and hearing over and over and over, Te amo. Jesus says to you, I love you. God in Jesus Christ cares for you, protects you, guides you, forgives you, saves you, and loves you. Anch'io ti amo. On that love, build your house. On that solid rock, on that love, build your house today and tomorrow, and build all those tomorrows into eternal life. Amen.